I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
But no, that's the thing.
No, the levels were fine.
When we got the email and it said, always seems like Jason's mic is
always. It was one episode where the mixer broke.
I'm just saying what his deal was. He said it in the email.
But just that one
episode,
though,
mysteriously deleted by accident and then...
Adam Chico, because, it's been weeks.
Because it was an Illuminati move that you had my mic pumped all the way down.
I had a headliner turned on my microphone one time because I was being funny. Boom! Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber over here with Jason Clark.
Yes.
In the dad quarters.
Yes. Little fun. We were having a discussion about our
I said, I'm
going
to record.
Yeah. And you're just like, and you started, and we were still fighting.
We're joined by Adam Chico here.
We weren't fighting.
The Cheeks.
What's up?
He doesn't have his own microphone yet. I still feel guilty about it.
We on a budge.
I'm not going to give the microphone back to Adam Chico.
You want to be on the show? BYOM.
BYOM, dude.
You got to bring your own mic.
Wait, he did.
he did,
and I messed that up.
Yeah, you did. But how are we sounding? We got good
feedback. I hope we sound good.
No, we got feedback that that definitely sounded.
Well, here's the thing.
Bob needs to hit us up.
Hey, so I think I mentioned this before. The quality is getting so much better because now, I don't know if you heard, we have a producer. I don't know what that means. I just invited our friend over.
Yeah, no.
That's pretty much. No.
Adam
is as amazingly creative. He spared no expense and brought us 2 microphone koozies because my lisp is heavy. And
you got to understand at the volume you were pumping your own voice. Sounded extra lispy without the foam covers.
What you don't know is actually Jason has less protection in his mic. We doubled yours up.
Boom.
So we doubled mine up to baffle my sound so that it equal... Yeah. The sound of Jason's one double up. What do you got? A lambskin on there
Easy.
Don't start saying raw materials into the microphone.
No.
Rubber.
No. So, episode 128.
What is this?
This is 128.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, so we're nerding out this week. Yep. A lot of stuff.
Comic-Con just wrapped.
San Diego Comic-Con week. All the movie trailers come out. I'm excited. People are excited. Some people aren't excited. I mean, you know, there's a lot of crappy movies coming out about comic books.
No, I think that it's not even comic books. I mean,
movies.
I mean, just everything at Comic-Con.
Oh,
is unbelievable.
Oh, we can talk about that.
Like, I'm not waiting for any particular trailer to come out there other than The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Because
I'm still hooked on The Walking Dead. I'm still in.
I just took a break.
This new preview.
I'll catch up.
This new preview that just came out Friday felt really good. I waned off, but I held on to the reins like the last season. After the the Negan thing, and that story arc was slow.
Mm.
For that point, I know you gave up, and I don't know how in depth if Chico
is at all
nothing
you
for
know
The
what
Walking
I mean?
Dead.
I actually never watched it.
Well, you know,
like an episode.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Episode? Well, I mean, season 1 and 2 are pretty good.
So I never watched it. I didn't have any real want to. I didn't understand even that there was a comic book of it. I didn't know. Mm. I didn't know anything about it. I knew it was
a show
on a TV. I had a coworker of mine. She would always talk. Stacey Lennon would always talk to me about The Walking Dead. And she just said to me, do me a favor. Because I took vacation. It was Christmas. And this was 2 years ago. And I took vacation at Christmas. And she said, go just watch the first episode.
Oh, and that's what hooked you?
And if you like it, you're going to like it.
Oh, that first episode's amazing.
So I got up to episode 3.
Uh-huh. This is your first day of Christmas vacation, isn't it?
Oh, binging the shit out of this. I mean, because I was so far behind.
Yeah.
I had all these seasons queued up on Netflix. It, you know, I had the whole catalog that I wanted. I was hooked. By the third episode, Melissa walks in the room. She hadn't watched anyone with me. She sits down, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think you're not going to dig this. You know, I'll change it. There's no reason to watch. You're not going to dig zombies. She goes, you know what? No, listen, you've been watching it. Hooked. She was hooked. We had to go back to episode one, start over. We watched all the way through, all the way up to season six, it would have seven. In days.
Wait, what? You guys knocked out like
seven seasons.
What the hell?
Over our Christmas vacation.
When did you eat?
It. We would wake up in the morning.
When was this?
Were we friends then? My wife. Who knows? You know that she's, you know.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
My wife.
She's not going to be in.
I didn't think my wife was going to be watching zombies getting their jaws ripped off. No, she was in.
Yeah.
She did cover her eyes, though, a lot of times.
Melissa walked in the morning. She's like, breakfast in Walking Dead. And then it was like lunch in Walking Dead. So that's the
one. This is a good opening story for us just nerding out as dads.
Yeah.
Because, dude.
I'm excited about the series again.
Yeah, you guys, I love. See, grown-ups can nerd out
too. Melissa, she jumped off.
Oh yeah,
she did. Mm. She's okay to watch it. She's not like, I can't wait. Like we turn out the lights and light candles and watch The Walking Dead. That's what we were doing.
Ooh, a little Tom Savini romance evening.
Yeah,
that's what he would do.
And JC would walk in the house and be like, "Are you guys for real with this? Candles, The Walking Dead, the whole spooky thing." It was like,
I love it.
I do.
It's Comic-Con week, and let's nerd out. Let's talk about nerdy stuff.
What was the one thing you were excited about to watch coming out of Comic-Con?
I don't know. We'll see.
That was a long intro.
What did you say? How long was it? Oh, we should go. Okay, bye. Okay. Hold on. Theme song.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
And Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude. Rate and review.
Subscribe and share.
Grow Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Yeah.
And Jason Clark.
Back to get super dope.
Boom. Welcome back to Grown Dad Business. We're here. You know, it's funny. I always come back from the intro and I introduce the show again.
Yeah.
In case you just flip to the channel. Did you ever notice that? Like, I've been doing that for like 100 episodes, I think, where I'm like, oh, boom, and we're back. And in case you didn't see us earlier, this is what we're talking about. And I'm here with these people. It's almost like they started listening 9 minutes into the episode. And I'm Bob Costas. Like, all right, so we just watched skateboarding. Wait. Snowboarding.
Remember Perspectives on Saturday Night Live, the Tim Meadows skit?
Yes.
It's 4:45 in the a.m. You're watching Perspectives.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Welcome back to the GDB 10:20 a.m.
Every time we say something about SNL on here, I keep saying that's got to be a two-part episode for us.
Yeah.
Honestly, Chico, tell me about us doing maybe a personal rankings.
Yeah, we got to do SNL episodes. Yeah.
Like our own personal rankings of who,
I guarantee you, like, some of the bits we'd probably come up with aren't necessarily the most popular ones. Like, for me, like, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, which was, like, two times.
So funny.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant on there.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites are ridiculous.
Yeah. So let's put a pin in that.
And you know what? And next week.
Next week.
Candy.
We're going to do candy next
candy.
Week. We're going to talk about candy next week.
Next week is
favorite
candy.
Favorite trip candy,
favorite,
right?
Favorite candies.
Maybe
at the
chocolate.
At the theaters.
Chocolate candy.
What's your Easter candies? Oh. I mean, you know, no.
Maybe, that might be next week.
But candy is next week.
That episode should come with a warning label.
Yeah.
You might get diabetes.
You might get the beatus.
Yeah. So that's going to be next week.
Best joke my son ever told, unintentional. Was like, hey, because we got a lot of animals around our property here, you know? He goes, hey, don't go near the raccoons at nighttime. They can give you diabetes.
That's right.
That's what my son said.
Oh, that's so
unintentional joke. I laughed my balls off.
Yeah, he was dead serious.
Anyway, before we start nerding out, just want to give a shout out to all the shows that I'm doing this weekend in Pittsburgh. I'm here. I'm home, guys. But Saturday, if you're listening, the day that this podcast is coming out
on Friday,
Saturday, tomorrow, I will be at Sing Sing at 7 p.m. warming up the crowd.
Tickling the ivories. It's going to be Sing Sing the Dueling Piano Bar.
Warming up the crowd because the comedy club is closed for renovations. And then at 10 p.m.
But you're doing comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
Make sure that we
It's just me that. Beatboxing Billy Joel.
I know. The piano man.
And then like talking about no, girls you do your with thing. Big boobs in the front row.
You're just
Isn't that what I'm making fun of my piano guys.
Yeah. You just whatever. You walk in, just keep playing, man. I'm with you. A little background music.
And then 10 p.m. at Arcade Comedy Theater, stand up, get down. Jason and I return for our monthly show at Arcade Comedy Theater.
Feels like it's been forever.
And an awesome lineup. We got two all-stars that people love to see, Sean Collier, Shannon Norman, and other folks.
Mm-hmm.
We got some young cats on there.
Yep.
Young guns coming in. It's going to be blessed. Other than that, I was really excited about a bunch of comic book crap.
Yeah. Yeah. So I asked you before we broke off, what was the one thing, the trailer that you were looking forward to? Was there one you were looking forward to? Like, was there something big coming out that you're like, I need to see the trailer for this?
You know what, though? You know what I really nerded out on? I really liked the trailer for Predator. The Predator. Adam Chico, you did not? Did you see the trailer?
No, I liked it.
This is a reboot?
I was kind of looking forward to the Godzilla one. I actually really like the Godzilla
one. They got 11.
Well, yeah, 11 from Stranger Things is in the new Godzilla. I watched the Godzilla trailer, and I thought it was a little too Godzilla. It was a little – they looked like they went a little over the top. It was a little much. There was a little crazy – too much. They poured a bucket of nuts on it. Does it make any sense?
Wait, bucket.
Like they poured a bucket of truck nuts on it.
I didn't see the trailer.
You want to watch it? Will we get in trouble for this audio? No, you don't have to watch it. We're not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
No, that's crazy. That'd be funny though.
I mean,
why not?
Movie trailers. There's a bunch of stuff.
Fantastic Beasts. I know you're not a Harry Potter world. The first one was good. I enjoyed the first one.
Did you really like it?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
It did so bad that you can tell with this one, they were like, oh, we better make this more Harry Potter-esque.
Well, so they had to bring the world into the timeline. Well, the only character that – well, there was a lot of characters that names were mentioned.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously the main guy, he was mentioned in the Harry Potter universe. You knew mm-hmm. who he was. But Grindelwald, I believe, is the the wizards. That's all. Like he was in the last one, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, and it's played by. This is gonna screw me up because I'm not a movie buff, so I don't. Who played him in? Fantastic
I don't remember.
Beasts? You got him.
You got it.
Help him
Colin
out.
Colin Farrell. But it's really Johnny Depp disguised as Colin Farrell.
Okay.
At the end.
Is that what they really did?
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert? I didn't see that. I don't care.
Anyways,
You Can't Handle the Truth. Can spoil movies.
Yeah, but that trailer was good. Like you said, now you have Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Young Dumbledore. And everybody in the Harry Potter world will want to see young Dumbledore.
Shove the microphone in Chico's face.
Yeah.
Like a little kid. Like my little daughter feed me an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
He's like, here, Daddy.
Dan Fogler was pretty good in that movie.
Yeah.
He's back in this one, too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Fogler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Fogler.
He's like a poor man's
Jack Black.
Yeah, he's in the new...
He was in Mars Needs Moms, that Disney bust.
He's got another big movie he's in.
He was in that ping pong movie, too.
Oh, he's in the new...
Balls of Glory. Or Balls of Fury, whatever that was.
Balls of Fury.
You,
my arm's getting tired. Hold the microphone. We got it. Oh, fam. Don't even get me started on that. Man, I am not.
He's in the new Walking Dead.
Oh.
He's a new character in The Walking Dead, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am still, we talked about it before, I'm still not, I don't want this to be super, you know, I want you guys to listen later, you know, but I'm DC is, they're, what are, they're, oh. they have not, they're not this figuring
is,
it out.
It's about to get real nerdy, right?
Super nerdy.
Like, really.
This is it. This is Comic-Con
like,
week.
Because I had just seen, I'm way behind.
Aquaman.
I just seen Justice League for
Aquaman
the first time.
Is corny.
Well, I seen
it's so corny. Why is he so like whatever, dude?
In Justice League?
Oh yeah, dude.
Is he like that in the? Did you watch the new trailer?
I watched the new trailer. He's broing it up.
It's basically Jason Momoa playing himself.
Yeah.
Underwater, which you know what? So the guy's living honestly the best life. Like he's.
Let me throw some controversy out there on this.
Okay.
Because it was discussed that at one point Aquaman. Was a gay superhero.
Okay.
Do you find it odd that that they went, if you're saying he's complete bro, right?
Like he's
like,
very bro.
So they went the complete opposite of what it was
kind
always
of.
Thought of that character.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a character in Game of Thrones.
Right. But yeah. The sexual, if they went, if there was, I don't think it was ever thought of
I mean,
when we watched.
If they made a gay Aquaman, fine.
But wasn't that the story behind it that there, that
I don't remember,
there was a storyline that he was a gay superhero?
I vaguely remember that. There was.
Was it just maybe some fanboy bullshit?
Well, there was something in Marvel, I think it was like the X-Men universe, where there actually was a legit gay character, like they came out in the comics.
Okay,
but I can't. I vaguely remember hearing.
So
something
was it
about
maybe
Aquaman.
Maybe it was something like in Harry Potter where she did write Dumbledore as a homosexual, but there was nothing really that cued
right.
you off in the book at all, and then she talked about it afterwards. So I don't know if it was one of those deals with Aquaman.
Hmm. Yeah, if
but I'm
if
just saying what
oh
if,
yeah
what
if that's
if,
the case
we're going to Hollywood with this we have to have it be bro. We cannot bring a gay superhero.
If
we're
that
not ready
was the case,
superhero,
then
I'm just throwing. I may be on.
If that's true, then they really went. Oh no way.
Yeah.
We're gonna no way.
But
he's gonna look like a tree with tattoos.
Yeah.
And a beard.
It's amazing.
Triple X.
Well, he's like jumping out of a. He just like in the trailer. He just like jumps out of a plane like Triple X, and he does
right.
that woo thing he does. Like
he's doing the woo thing. Yeah. So. I did. I seen Wonder Woman when it first came out. I was fine with it.
Yeah.
And then
that's probably their best movies besides Batman.
Yeah.
That's their only decent non-Batman movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and then that
Suicide
Suicide Squad's fun. I just had fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was hyped up for it. Way too hyped up for it, which immediately dropped.
Yeah, see,
when I seen it.
The thing with DC and that they haven't learned from Marvel. Marvel has that really nice balance of like kind of fun, lighthearted, but then there's like some serious stuff in it. DC just went like the whole Zack Snyder like dark route, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Wonder Woman was a good balance. Like Patty Jenkins should really direct some more DC movies, honestly.
Mm.
But yeah,
she's the one that directed Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they just – I don't know what it is about DC outside of, like, the ones Aaron mentioned that, like, they get the TV – regardless of how – they get the TV pretty right.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff on CW. Like, we mentioned earlier, we were talking, like, Greg Berlanti should really kind of take over the helm of the DC universe.
You've thought a lot about this.
This is super sappy nerd stuff.
Well, he – look.
He, this
they,
is
– they have Arrow. They have Flash. They have Super – they have Supergirl. They have Legends of Tomorrow. Now they have Black Lightning. Right, and they all the every year they do this killer crossover week.
See, I didn't even know this stuff existed.
Like, it's insane the way they do it, and it's all in my opinion pretty good. I mean, much better than the movie universe. So I don't know at what point they're gonna say because they had all the time in the world to figure this out because Marvel's kind of coming to the end of all the big guys, their contracts,
all their
are
contracts.
Up.
So we're gonna see because Iron Man's done, right? Robert Downey Jr. He's done playing him.
Well, I'm surprised that, I mean, he should be killed off pretty soon, actually, because I think
killed.
I think either that or he'll kind of be retired. Like he'll be
Tony Stark. The man has to
he'll,
go.
I think like There were rumors too that like War Machine would step in for him and Don Cheadle would be in a bigger role, you know.
Yeah.
He would almost be like head of.
But spoiler alert, that kind of cliffhang, wasn't he like all busted up at the end of the war?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was back in Infinity War.
Yeah, he's back.
I haven't seen Infinity War yet.
Yeah, he's back. Well, I mean, man, here's the thing. You know what's fun about this, and to not, you know, stay on like the hey, let's talk about what's happening this week. But like, I think it's so much fun. I was just talking to somebody, and I think it's a blast that we're dads with like you guys have grown up kids,
mm-hmm.
and like we come from this generation where we love Batman.
Oh yeah,
like we love this stuff. Yeah. Like, dude, like we didn't know any dudes who were like 40.
Oh,
that we grew up with.
Into
like
it?
One of your dad's friends,
right?
One
I
of your dad's friends
I
is like. You know what? The Max Fleischmann Supermans, 1940s, they are incredible. And, did you see Easy Rider? Hell of a film.
Yeah.
No dads, when we were growing up, talked like that.
No.
Am I right?
You're right.
Like, nobody, you're like, right.
Because
love...
we're the children of commercialism. We're the children of multiple ways to see things.
Of Star
Wars. You know,
Wars.
You got cable.
Star Wars started it
that
all,
that generation
man.
Before us,
yeah.
they didn't have, you know, they had movies, but they weren't. You know, VHS came, then you had them at home and, you know, but, you know, I think that there's a whole generation. There was that crazy gap.
Yeah.
Like my,
and also like
my dad would like he my dad shared a little bit of interest. He always talked fondly like Superman.
Oh, sure.
Because Superman was the thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But that was about it. My dad with watching any type of or talking about any comic.
But
thing.
Now, even like now, like I'm still getting new video games. You know, like I'm still checking out new video games, and you know
that we had a two-parter on video games. We did and
one of people's
honestly,
favorite episodes, by the way.
I cannot tell you the last time I played.
Probably here
that one day when I picked up Call of Duty, and it was like, oh, 5 hours later, my wife's like, "What's happening?" Because I hadn't played for a while, and I love Call of Duty and things, but I don't play anymore. I don't even have the urge to.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I like it's having weird. Downtime. I do.
I've always used
it like
as a mechanism to shut my brain down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like mindless time. That's
why
I like
thing,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
You know?
But, dude, I'm nerding out. I mean, like, we come from a thing now where, like, San Diego Comic-Con for us, like, with all the movie trailers come out, the video game trailers, you know, they release new toys. Well, San Diego Comic-Con is very different than it used to be. Have you ever went, Adam? Did you ever go?
I went, like, kind of when it... I don't know exactly when it first started. I mean, it started a while ago, but I went when it was actually still kind of like rooted in comics. And then I remember when the first Transformers came out, and then it started like now. Comic-Con's the name everybody knows it by, but it's really a pop culture thing because there's just like TV shows there.
I love to do
it. Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine was there.
Yeah.
Not Comic-Con, but it's pop culture.
I was there right before 2006, 2007. And those years were like it was starting to like I remember because that's when like our friends from like the Guild, you know, it was like starting to be a little more like casts from oh my gosh, I can't remember anything. It was like Firefly was there, wasn't it? Something like that. Yeah, Josh Whedon was big then.
Okay,
and he started seeing some TV show stuff showing up, and
so by design it was always about comics.
Yeah, it was about like comic book heroes and like
right.
and like sci-fi stuff.
But it wasn't always about movie premieres
and nothing. No,
it was about
people
would go and cosplay.
I mean,
it was a bigger thing.
Yeah.
It seemed like, and I'm sure it's still huge, but it's not like a big focal point. It seems like television and movie have taken over the world.
I wonder too if they have some sort of criteria of like who can show their movie trailer.
Dude.
Because now like it's like, you know, if it's a little more sci-fi. Yeah. I mean, you know, Predator is fine because there are Predator comic books and video games. And,
I think the whole idea... Go ahead, Cheek.
I was just going to say, my friend Jim, he said this is his last year, but...
Ooh, Jim!
Hi, Jim.
But he goes more than I do, and he said now it's to the point where, you know, all that shit's so crowded in the convention center. There's actually more stuff that go, like The Walking Dead is the thing, like in Petco Park. Like it's like a run kind of thing, like a
right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They'll chase you. They have premieres like outside. He said you could literally go say you've been to Comic-Con and actually
never even go into
the
convention center.
Because there's so many like things
amazing.
Going on in the peripheral.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's, I mean, like our friend Doug Benson, he's always there, obviously doing Doug Loves Movies. And I think like 2 years ago, he was like, I forgot to even go in. Like, because he does his show outside. Mm. All these comedians do awesome shows, and you know, Comic-Con themed shows, and you know, all kinds of stuff.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
I'd love to do it. I'd love to go once.
Outside? Yeah,
I'd love to go. I mean, I nerd out. Where, and again, it's always been about The Walking Dead. Once I realized that, because that's always been a big deal for that show.
Well, listen,
is being on there, and I will sit there and watch. They'll release them like the panel discussions, and I'll just sit there enthralled. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like. Basically, I'm watching a podcast.
Yeah.
All my favorite actors from my
Maybe
favorite
we can go.
Show.
Hey.
I'd love to go one time.
If enough people that listen, you
send us
subscribe and share.
No. We're not making
no
money off that.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
there's someone out there who's like, you know what? I like you guys. I'm listening in L.A. San
Angel
Diego
investor?
So huh? No.
Could be you.
Could
Do
be
you.
You.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Do you want to be an angel? Today.
You can write it off as a donation because we're nonprofit.
I'm nonprofit. There is no. We are in the red at this house.
You can claim it.
There is no. We're all below the black line.
I got you on that one, Chico.
We're
hurt. His head back. On that one.
No, I.
Yeah.
No, I like. You know,
I would love to do it. I've never done a local one.
We get enough.
I've never
listeners.
Been. Listen,
really?
I've never
taken my kids.
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I think we need to do it.
Let's talk about
can
this.
Can we do
dude.
It?
It's so fun.
I've never
dude.
Wanted. I didn't.
You know what,
I didn't
listen,
get it.
Next time there's one in August.
I want to go to a good one though. It seems like there's some offshoots.
You're correct.
This one in August coming out. It's a good one. It's got like Ron Perlman, who I love.
That's okay.
I love Ron Perlman.
Okay, good for you.
It's got Johnny and the guy and Martin Cove from Cobra Kai.
Yeah,
they're gonna be there. I know Jason and I will get pictures taken with them.
So
many questions we have.
A couple years ago. He came with Ralph Macchio.
Oh.
They all came because my boss that I work for at Lowe's, he collects a lot of movie memorabilia. But
that's what Adam loves.
He
likes the autographs.
A picture with Pat Morita's signature on it. And it was the picture of them at the all-county thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a wide shot. And he had Daniel LaRusso. He had Johnny. He had the elf
and they
four
all
principals.
It.
And he went,
that's
and they
a good
were
one.
Because they all three came. He
right.
already had Pat Morita
wow.
from years ago. He went out there. I mean, you're dropping a dime for those guys to get
I
them
mean,
to
hey,
sign.
But it is
such a unique piece.
It's a cool thing. Yeah.
He's got all four signatures
that's
of the principal
pretty rad.
Characters.
See, I know.
See, that's fun to me. I would never.
Chico, you always mention like the stars that are there, but really, when I'm not into that at all. I'm not into autographs. I've never been into like, I don't know. I'm just whatever.
Yeah, it's
no
fine.
Big deal.
If you're down with it, you're down
with it. I love seeing the stuff. I love browsing.
Like what stuff,
dude? Toys, games.
Okay.
Cool new stuff. New Legos. Like,
see, but I'm
all this cool dude, new toys and stuff. I just love.
Yeah.
I just love the movie memorabilia and
I'm down with. The toys don't excite me because I don't play fucking Legos anymore, bro.
I don't play them.
Why not?
I just like seeing them.
You got
my
three
kids. Well, that's the thing. We do.
I'm just saying, Legos, that would be exciting for you.
We're going to go.
Not for me.
And you got
to
go. We're going
to
go with the kids.
No, you bring
the kids.
No,
listen.
Not that I don't want
my
to go
favorite.
With your kids.
Listen, my favorite.
That sounds terrible.
Listen, I take the kids and we dressed up.
Yeah.
Dude, my kids dressed up in costumes. And
that's
they.
Great.
Dude, we walked around and took pictures with so many people in costumes.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah.
It was like going
totally,
to the zoo
listen,
for nerds.
I'm totally.
That's what it is for them.
I'm totally down with
they're like,
us
oh my
putting
gosh,
this
there's
together.
Boba Fett.
I'm totally down with trying to put this together and
dude,
go to
when
one
you
in August.
See,
and we'll dress up.
When you see my
I'll
son see Boba Fett.
And it's just, but
walk
it's some guy
him.
From Blonox,
yes.
right?
Yes.
It's just a guy from Blonox that's wearing a Bubba, right? It's
or
not
like
the guy.
Or like, what? Wait do you see my kids when Darth Vader and four stormtroopers walk down
see,
the
that's
aisle?
That's nuts. That's crazy.
They love it.
I went
it's the
as
coolest.
A kid to the Pittsburgh World of Wheels.
World of Wheels.
And they would bring celebrities.
Yes.
And I remember.
That used to be Pittsburgh Comic Con pretty much.
See
World of Wheels.
Because Darth Vader was there.
Yeah.
And that I got to go see Darth Vader, and a couple years after that, I got to go see Catherine Bach, which had me ready.
Dude,
to that was
as Jason. Jason,
I have pictures with Catherine Bach and Tweaky from Buck Rogers at the same show.
I was there. So funny. I was.
You guys
there,
are so
dude.
Old.
It's so.
Listen,
nuts.
Barbara Daisy Bach is my Duke? Favorite. Baby, Barbara Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach. Wait, no.
Yeah. Daisy Duke. You don't want to be Barbara Bach, you know.
Catherine Bach.
Mm-hmm.
Is my favorite Bond girl.
Barbara Bach
is my favorite Bond girl.
You get the wrong. We're talking about Daisy Duke from Dukes of Hazzard.
Her name's Catherine Bach?
Catherine Bach.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Barbara Bach.
Nope.
Oh, that's her name's Barbara Bach. She's my favorite Bond girl.
It's this weird. It's this weird moment where I'm looking at Chico.
Everything's
like,
nerdy. It
I'm
fits.
Like, we just mixed the names together, and
that's
just,
it.
But Daisy Duke. That's funny that we were at the same.
Okay.
That we were at the same comic, well, it was World of Wheels. And they still do those things where they would bring C-3PO, they brought R2-D2.
But you're right, now that's just these comic, because you're right, they would bring like...
They still do those things.
Yeah,
they still,
William Shatner would be signing autographs next to a 65 Camaro or something.
But yeah, no, I didn't understand the full... Because everything that I understand about... Comic-Con is the releases of the things like to hear that, you know, that this is how. So the small ones is basically how it used to be, the local ones. That's how it used to be. Then it became. And you think it started around the same time, like when Transformers released, like who was the first ones to do that?
I don't know. You'd have to go back through the years.
Yeah.
I mean, Comic-Con's been around for a while. I can't remember exactly when it started, but like I would suggest like going to Steel City Con, which is a very small one. And then, like, we go to Fan Expo sometimes in Toronto, which is, like, you pay for the autographs. But, like, I wanted a Mark Hamill autograph, so I paid for that. I knew I was going to get it.
Well, that's what they do at these ones.
Yeah,
you pay
photo
for autographs. Yeah.
But, like, Comic-Con, it's a complete raffle. Like, you stand in a line to get into another line to potentially get into another line. So it's a crapshoot. So you're not guaranteed to get it, but it's free once you're inside.
Oh, okay.
So if you want a specific... actor, you kind of gotta
go
look
get
at all
them.
The cons to see where they're gonna be, and you kind of have to pay for it. But it's a lot of exercise, man.
Yeah,
those cons, you gotta fucking train. Sorry, you gotta train.
Man, we almost made it the
he
whole.
Swears.
We almost made it
great.
The whole episode.
Now we have
we
to make this explicit.
Oh,
I gotta hit that button, and it feels dirty.
But no, it's I think it's a phenomenon.
You're right,
I mean,
though.
I look forward to it for my reasons, and it's exciting. I just didn't know a lot about it.
You're right. Like when they started as like this,
just
when
thing.
It has been like 2009 or 10, because it had to be after I was there.
But I would like to see. Yeah, when did that start? What was the first movie premiere at Comic-Con that started
also,
the whole change of the atmosphere?
Yeah, if you think about that concept, it's not really an exclusive peek. Like, everyone's like, we're going to be at Comic-Con, and we get to see the new trailer for whatever. And it's like, well, so do we right now. Like, we don't even need to be there.
Oh, right.
It's funny that hype is there when, meanwhile,
I would love that.
They
would
release it worldwide.
But that's one reason you want to go. You're watching it live in the room.
With the cast,
with
pretty
the
much.
Cast and just seeing it.
Especially if it was...
As a fan of a show, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you were a fan of the movie, I guess that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or a show,
so I think I have to get out there within the next probably year to see a Walking Dead thing, because I think that they're I don't know how much longer they're going to go.
Oh, they'll always be around.
What's it say?
1970. Yeah, I thought it was like 35 years
first,
or something like
what
that.
What was it? Was the first
Comic-Con. First Comic-Con 1970.
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So can you drill that down and find
48 years. Yeah, wow, 48 years. Holy crap.
What year? 1970.
I bet you 1970 it was all B-movie stuff and Ed Wood.
Yeah,
and
I bet you. I bet you that's what it grew from.
That's all it was, and Universal Monsters and stuff.
I bet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's interesting. That's really interesting.
And Marvel Comics was so huge, man, in the 60s. It blew up.
Yeah.
Sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I loved Spider-Man as a kid.
Did you?
Like, there used to be a TV show on PBS called The Electric Company.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every once in a while, they would do a live-action Spider-Man.
Really?
Every several episodes.
Yo, I'm YouTubing this in a minute.
Yep. And I would just, YouTube
the Electric
Spider-Man
Company
on
live.
Electric Company.
Really?
And I would scream, because I watched every episode hoping that Spider-Man would be a segment on it. And wow. It would come out, Spider-Man, do whatever. And I would start screaming to my mom.
That reminds me of...
Spidey's on.
That's like the same thing of when... remember the terrible Super Mario Brothers show? And every Friday they would have a Legend of Zelda cartoon.
Oh,
do you
really?
Know about that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had Electric Company.
Dude, Google it up right now.
Dude, that's crazy. Look at us. We're like Joe Rogan. I got YouTube on deck.
Yeah.
No video.
Is it a 1970s TV show?
Oh, sure. It was the 70s where it was the goggles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you Google the Spider-Man live action TV shows.
Wow.
There was so many goofy attempts at making that happen. And you have to think about the lack of technology to be able to make, you know, like it had that. He would throw his web and it, you know, it was so bad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was bad, but it was, dude, it was Spider-Man. That was live action.
Dude,
Spider-Man.
I remember this now.
Yep, the Electric Company.
I can
meets
it.
The spoiler. Check that one.
Yeah, dude, that's right. I do.
Look at
them. I've seen this.
Yeah, there's 16 different videos. I'm gonna go in on these after the podcast.
Oh, this
because
is gonna be fun.
It'll take me back. Ah. I was a little kid, man, screaming because Spidey was there. Then Batman happened.
Oh, dude.
Then I don't know if that was just like because Spider-Man was just a kid.
When did Batman hit you?
I always loved campy Adam West's.
I watched
the time.
Those with my gram a little
yeah.
bit, and I remember the Batman movie I rented.
Still today,
that I loved.
Swear by them, love them.
Love them.
I will sit there and watch every episode that's on.
And my kids love
if
them too.
If there's a gift anyone ever wanted to give me because their love in their heart was so deep, is the entire DVD collection of that series.
Jeez. Jason should have an Amazon gift list.
Do you see how
like
that rolled
girls.
Off my tongue so easy? Like, I've practiced what
He's
I just
gonna
said.
He's going to have an Amazon gift link like the cam girls. Isn't that what they do?
Stop.
Isn't that what cam, what are they called?
I don't know.
Cam models? They're like, buy me something on Amazon, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
No, really. I'm not like, hey, well, guys, you know how when cam girl, like, I'm not. But that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like they get people to buy them gifts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a great idea. Can we put out a
dad bod calendar,
see if we can get Amazon gifts?
I watched a show on the BBC that talked about that business. They went and toured a business that does it. Because
really?
Yeah, it's just it's a building with, they're not.
You know how I know what
this.
You're talking about?
Yeah.
Law and Order SVU.
Yes.
That's the only reason I know what you're talking about.
So the illusion for
that. By the way,
this, right?
That's all my knowledge about any of this is because of Law and Order SVU. Okay,
and,
go ahead.
And I learned. I was watching this BBC episode,
yeah.
And I was like,
SVU,
what is
BBC?
What, so people are talking, and you know, but it's a building,
yeah,
where they have individual.
They literally
rooms.
Have like cubicles.
They come to work.
They have cubicles.
Yeah,
and it looks like a dorm room.
Yeah.
I know. I saw that in SVU. We're looking at each other.
Oh.
We just had this moment looking at each other. We're like, can you believe this exists in this world?
It's crazy.
I looked in your eyes and was like, we got to do something.
And
we're going to put on our dad's superhero capes.
Oh, it's not.
And go out there
yeah.
and shut these places down.
Anyways,
no, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm not going to get into the. What?
Back to the old campy Batman.
Yeah,
if
thank
you. Have
you.
Amazon
I don't know
Prime.
How he took me from campy Batman to cam girls.
I'm just trying to be funny, okay?
Yeah, I just.
Jeez.
Just, we're talking about
now
Batman.
I got to send a tweet of apology.
Yes,
oh,
you
my
do.
God.
On Amazon
wife.
Prime, no. There were two, before Adam West died, they did two animated 1960s type Batman movies with Burt Ward, Adam West, Julie Newmar as Catgirl. I think
what
Lee
do you mean
Mary,
animated?
It's like, you know, like the DC does like a lot of like the animated movies now, but they're a little more hardcore animation. Yeah, this was like.
When did they make this?
Last 2 years.
And it's the original
Batman. It's the 1960s
Batman. And it's converted.
Batman style. No, it's a cartoon. It's the old voices like Adam West,
okay.
Burt Ward,
okay.
Julie Newmar.
Where am I finding this? Because this sounds incredible.
Amazon Prime.
What's it called?
I can't remember the titles of them, but there's two of them.
I've got Prime. That's awesome.
Yeah, just type in like 1960s Batman cartoon. It should come up. Yeah.
Do they have the?
I love.
Do they have the episodes on Prime too? The old episodes.
They do. That's where my kids watch them. Yeah. Dude, they're
Game over.
Dude, my
someone
kids,
just saved a bunch of money
Batman,
having to buy me a DVD
listen,
set because they're I
dude,
already
the
have
Batman,
Amazon Prime.
The
I
movie,
didn't know this.
The 1966 movie,
yes,
with shark repellent.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on, dude.
Yeah.
My kids love
it. Oh, it's so good.
My kids love it. Do you know how adorable my son is and how much he loves that movie? I saw him playing with his Lego Batman.
Dude.
By the way, has to be classic Batman.
Yeah.
We call blue and gray Batman classic Batman.
Yes.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
My kids already know. He's over there with classic Batman Lego with a shark. I kid you not. And he's fighting a shark with Lego Batman and a Lego shark.
It's so good.
I was like, we did it, guys. We did it. Oh, yeah. And it's, yeah, I mean, you got to check out that cartoon.
Well, Cesar Romero as the Joker.
The best.
Just paint over my mustache.
The best.
He didn't give
He would not cut it. Nope.
That's incredible.
Nope.
Didn't Superman do that in this last Superman? And they CGI'd that stuff off his face?
And it looked
which was so weird.
Yeah, and the whole time he looked like he was he had a dip in.
Yeah, bad, he had an upper lip dip with some Botox injections. He was messed up.
He was like, well, first of all.
It was so weird.
I know. He looked like a twitchy sheriff.
Do you know the story behind that?
Yeah.
What is it?
He was shooting the most recent Mission Impossible where he's a mustache.
Okay.
And they refused to let him shave it off because they were
Because he was under contract with them before the contract.
Reshoots. Remember when Zack Snyder, they had Joss
Whedon
come in?
Oh, those were reshoots.
So they're like, absolutely not. You cannot shave off the mustache. So they digitally removed it. In probably the worst way possible.
It makes sense, but it's unbelievable to me that it would come to that.
Also, can you imagine being
on
set?
Superman, you're like, oh, could you see Superman with the mustache?
But acting with him?
Impossible.
Yeah. Just him walking around set as stepdad Superman.
Stepdad
just walking around. Oh, here goes State Trooper Superman. Just walking around like, hey, how you doing? I'm your new stepdad Superman.
For you, for those.
Now, listen, I got some rules. I love your mother, but I want to be a friend, but you got to be respectful.
That's so funny.
I want to see Stepdad Superman, the movie.
All the superheroes mess with him, call him Clark all the time because it looks like a Clark with a mustache.
Yeah.
How's it going, Mr. Clark?
I would tell that.
Yeah, well.
Yes, Mr. Clark. No, I would say that is hilarious. And for those of you that stayed on to listen to us talk about the geeky stuff that normally wouldn't listen
to
it, listen, we need to explain to you what we're talking about. If you don't have a knowledge of Superman, he's a clean-shaven, all-American, like, he ain't more. And all of a sudden, this guy shows up. He's going to play him with a mustache. And they had to CGI the mustache off his face. It's so weird. It distracts you.
Well, I like nerding it up. I mean,
Batman was good. That's what got me started. And then, tell you, it was an event when Michael Keaton's Batman was coming
out.
That relaunched me.
I want to know about this. And this is
1989.
Yeah.
I was my sophomore year of high school.
See, that's what's cool. That's what I want to know, because I was like 9.
So you don't remember like what that was?
I remember getting the toys. I just remember wanting the toys.
Yeah.
So bad.
But you don't remember like the whole event around. I mean, this was like, because it was like, holy hell.
Oh, no. It was on McDonald's. It was on Burger King. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
I remember the commercials where it's like Michael Keaton drives the Batmobile and it's like Taco Bell. You're like, what the hell? For what?
Yeah.
They went nuts with it.
Yeah, they did. And it was.
How,
for
but
me,
like,
it was
you being of age, like, how exciting was that?
It was,
you could appreciate Prince at the time, did you?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Did it? He's just like, oh, and guess what? I'm going to do the whole soundtrack. I've got it locked down. Like, Prince is the winner. He's always been in my
always
eyes, the guy.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, and I'm gonna take care of the soundtrack. Don't worry. They did a whole soundtrack by Prince.
Potty Man.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's so good.
And then you got Jack Nicholson, and just that blew your mind. His version of the Joker good.
Vicky Vale.
Yeah, Vicky Vale.
Vicky Vale.
What's his name that played the...
Vicky Vale.
Who's the comic relief?
The dude who played Bollock.
Yeah.
Robert Wall.
Yeah. Robert Wall. Yeah, so then you had him.
Well, not Bollock, but it was Bollock, you know.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. But no, so
Batman
that,
the animated series?
No, I wasn't into I was good with live action.
Jason,
I'm going to
tell you what.
I've watched it. If you will go back and watch it now,
it's a very great like adult cartoon. It really is good. Did you watch it?
Yeah. I love there's been so many incarnations of it over the years, but like the original Batman animated was pretty good.
Yeah. But then it was crazy to think that like how quickly that you talk about your memory of it being Happy Meal toys and him on every commercial and everything, and it was really maybe
just to play Batman.
Maybe the one where you felt that was really, really heavily promoted that way. We were seeing advertising in our face constantly. I at that time in my life was a consumer. You know, I had a job and I had money to spend, and I was keen to that.
Yeah.
But then you seen what that did to the series,
huh? Oh, right.
Because it again was about the toys and the money
that's
outside.
That's a really good point.
Put the energy towards finishing that the right way.
Because I can't think of another movie besides. It looks like they were trying to follow in the footsteps of like a Star Wars. I mean, Return of the Jedi, and Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom. I mean, you're talking those big things. E.T. I mean, they were only about 5 years before that.
Yeah, and they all had merchandising.
They knew what to do.
The foothold was already started, but it seemed like it just exploded.
Right.
When Batman came on the scene.
And if you think about it, I mean, Adam Chico works in advertising, and I mean, if you think about it, for you to make there's only been Superman. Superman, that's it. Yeah. Superman. Yeah. Like, how dare you even attempt to make another superhero movie? Mm. So they had to be like, we need to make sure this is a success.
It's true.
I mean, you think?
It's probably the... Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think it makes me laugh when I hear people, I mean, myself included, complain about, oh, man, that movie sucked, any comic book-related movie. But growing up, and Jason and I are pretty much the same age, it's like, you got the Superman, and then there'd be nothing, and then you get like Billy Zane's Phantom would pop up, which is a piece of garbage. And then like when Batman, we're like,
Alec Baldwin's the shadow.
Yeah,
but no, actually, on Netflix there's a great, I think it's called The Toys That Made Us.
Oh, I want to watch that.
There's a really interesting one about the Star Trek toys, how they were always competing with
Star Wars, yeah.
And it was just some of the stuff was like hot garbage, like they were just putting new skin on old toys had nothing to do with the show. But it's actually, from a marketing perspective, it's actually really interesting.
Good deal. Melissa, cue that up on Netflix.
This is so nerdy. We've nerded out.
No, that was good.
This is good.
That was good. That was fun.
I don't regret being a nerd, because I'm sitting in a room covered in Star Wars posters and comic book posters horror movies and Batman. I was telling my wife, like, I think it's fun that, like, when I'm 70, I'm going to be, like, still loving...
Complaining about the new Star Wars.
Yeah, you mean when they're making an IG-88 movie?
That's a whole nother...
That's
we're
a
not getting
super
in.
Nerd deep dive.
We're not getting into
and
that.
And if you laughed at that, God bless you, okay? Because by the time I'm 70, they're going to be having Ara Sing movies, okay? Bosk 4. Yeah.
But no, yeah, it's super dick. But no, it's I mean, I think because
and I'm going to be humming Wu-Tang.
I think because we grew up in the culture that we grew up in, there was just so much of it that we could take in, and you know, I am the same way. I mean, I love the idea of, you know, people involved with that world.
Yeah.
Just like, let's talk, you know, everyone's like, "Oh, nerds." I'm like, "Ah."
But
I'm
you
a
know
big
what
fan.
I you know what I love now? I'm enjoying it more than ever now.
Yeah.
Because I'm enjoying it more than ever now because of my kids.
Sharing it with your kids. It's nostalgic.
Dude,
and you're able to, yeah.
I have
Dude, I'll break into tears in an antique shop because I see a toy that I used to play with when my baby was, when my kids were babies. Like, I'll be in an antique store with my wife going, remember when Lexi had that, we had it at the apartment?
Remember
like,
that little sweeper thing that had a popper and they would push it around the house?
Oh my goodness.
One of those things.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, I know more about superheroes now than I ever have.
Yeah, because you're teaching it to your kids.
My daughter's reading
teaching
the Marvel.
It. That's so crazy.
My daughter is reading the Marvel Encyclopedia.
Sure. She's a special person.
I think she got it from the book club or whatever, you know, the book it thing or whatever.
That's awesome.
It's like 330 pages.
That's crazy.
She's like, Daddy, I'm on H.
Well, the fact that those things exist.
It's every character ever created. It's their profile page of every character in Marvel.
But the fact that those
she
things
loves
exist,
it.
That's so cool. Like,
oh,
I would go through that and just, like, just whatever.
My daughter will be coming up and she goes, hey, did you know that... there's a cheetah girl? And I'm like, what? No, there's not. She's like, yes, there is.
She's coming up in the new Wonder Woman.
And I'm like,
played
what?
By... Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, I know. Now, listen.
Let's have fun.
What I love about that is I hope it works like it did with Ant-Man and Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Because I think comedians can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think comedians have the ability to do action, drama.
Mm-hmm.
I think
especially
comedians,
when you see ones that are rooted in improv, too.
Absolutely. Especially improvisers, because... You're in tune with your physicality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps you become a better actor. I love that people like this are getting a chance to do it. You look at, Ryan Reynolds, Paul Rudd. I mean, keep it going. I mean, it's working.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think it's going to be fun. I hope so.
All right.
So. Well, I do.
You want to watch? You want to watch
breathe.
Electric Company
Spider-Man?
We're
going to watch Electric Company
Spider-Man.
But
we're
I do
grown
have,
men.
I do have this week's Son of a Bitch of the Week.
You have a Son of a Bitch of the Week?
I do.
Let's cap it
That's
off.
It. I'm taking this serious. Chico's challenging
Thanks.
Us as the producer. He's like, listen, can you guys, like, at one point he's going to be like, will you just start doing it? Because I keep telling you to do it.
That's right.
Here's my Son of a Bitch of the Week.
I love it.
Doesn't get me angry.
Huh.
Doesn't make him a real son of a bitch.
Okay.
But this is funny.
Okay.
This is great. This is breaking news. Just came across
tonight. Let's see if we can get a three thumbs up for a son of a bitch.
Police report. Oh. Naked man arrested at Planet Fitness said he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch playing the logo. Playing on the slogan.
Dude, it's all wordplay, bro.
Here it is. Let's get some information. Here we go. Here we go. Here's the article. A Massachusetts man apparently learned the hard way that the judgment-free zone philosophy at Planet Fitness only goes so far. Police say 34-year-old Eric Stagno was walking around naked at the Plasto gym before settling in on the yoga mats.
Butt naked?
Officers arrived at the Planet Fitness to find him nude on his knees in a yoga-type position. The Haverhill man was arrested without incident and charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct. Quote, the only statement that he made was that he thought it was a judgment-free zone, apparently referencing the chain's slogan.
I mean, really?
Gym-goers.
He went in and was like, I get to be me.
Don't judge me. Gym-goers who saw Stagno's naked exercises reported feeling, quote,
what?
Disgusted. Quote, sick and unsafe.
You know what? I don't know who the real son of a bitch is here because that sounds like judgment.
It sounds like judgment. I think they're judging.
It sounds
is he
like.
Really, I think he cracked something wide open. I think they need to shut that slogan down.
I think they might.
They might. They might have an issue.
Son of a bitch.
So who's the son of a bitch?
Yeah, who is it?
Is it Stagno?
Planet Fitness is the son of a bitch.
Damn it, we just lost a sponsor. We almost had him inked.
I'm okay. I got a great gym deal.
Oh, that's so funny. But no, that there, I seen that.
It's good cheeks. Look how proud Cheeks is.
Chico, you like that one? It doesn't have
JC
to be.
JC came over with a segment.
Here's the problem.
He looked it up.
The whole idea,
I'm
like
proud
son
of
bitch of the week. We might be stuck on a president week after week after week because last night
we got to dig into
it. I'm getting ready to go to bed, not to get political. My man drops a tweet at 11:30, and here's the problem: he drops his tweet at 11:30, basically saying, "Iran, we'll melt your faces." At 11:30 at night, before I went to bed, and you know what I did? I went to bed, and that blows my mind that that didn't bother me that the president of the United States was saying this. Think back 20 years ago, if the president went on television or the radio 25, 30 years ago
and said
we're going to do this, I'd be like, we need to get in the shelters.
Yeah, get in the basement.
But now we live in a time where just that tweet, and I'm just like, holy shit. Well,
now
we'll see when I wake up in the morning how this played out.
Now world leaders are playing roast battle. That's pretty much what's happening. Twitter's the son of a bitch.
So
shut them all down.
So get a,
keep it fun.
Yeah, just have a fun son of a bitch. You're up next week.
Oh, okay.
I'm up next week.
Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Adam's just like, yes.
Just so we have one every week. I want to keep it doing. You're now.
It's a good idea.
You've got an assignment for next week.
Guys, I haven't been to school in a while.
Well, you on Twitter.
No, I got this.
You find it.
I got this. Okay.
There's going to be somebody out there.
All right.
That you're going to look at. And you're either going to say.
Good.
You're either going to say, that dude's a real son of a bitch for doing that.
Yeah.
Or you're going to say, this son of a bitch right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good parameters.
And you're like, that's the new. That's a broader net.
Well, hey, guys.
This is fun.
Be kind. Be funny. Don't be a son of a bitch.